الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه من والاه. أما بعد, all praises due to Allah, and we ask Allah to send His peace and His blessings and exalt the mention of Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم. We continue in the book of العقيدة الوسطية للشيخ الإسلام بن تيمية رحمه الله. For those who are coming here for the first time, this book deals mainly with the names and attributes of Allah. Because in our understanding of them, the Muslims themselves have been have divided into many denominations in terms of how they understand the names and attributes of Allah. Between people who deny them, people who believe in some and deny some, people who say that you know, if you do so, you'll be resembling Allah to His creation, and a big door that is really much involved with philosophy. It's issues with people trying to understand the Islamic text, the Quran and the Sunnah, according to the principles of the philosophers. This is when the issues started happening. Otherwise, before that, the companions and the early generations, they all agreed. Everything was clear. Arabic language, the words knew what they meant. You know, everybody knew what the words meant. So when Allah says that Ar-Rahmanu ala al-Arsh istawa, the most merciful rose above the throne, everybody understood what was going on, because they know what the word istawa means. Istawa ala, to rise above. And they knew that there's nothing like Allah, so there's no room for thinking of it in a wa alaykum salam wa rahmatullah, as a human being and what have you. Everything was normal. But then later on, philosophy came and people started saying, no, you cannot say that Allah is above His throne, because if you say that, then you're resembling Allah to His creation. That means you have an image of Allah, and you're not supposed to have an image of Allah, because you know, you don't know what Allah is like. And they try to use philosophy to one way or another deny the text. So you tell them, in the Quran it says that Rahman al-Sawa, they say, but that's not what it is. But Allah said that, but that's not what it is. But Allah said this book is guidance. Yeah, but there's another hidden meaning. طيب, where's your evidence for this hidden meaning that you have seemed to understood, and the Prophet ﷺ didn't tell us about it, his companions never asked about it, the early generations never had an issue with it. All of a sudden you come after hundreds of years talking about there's a hidden meaning with no textual evidence. This is impossible. You must understand it according to the earlier generations. Otherwise, you're trying to understand the deen in an incorrect fashion. You're never going to be able to do so. طيب. So we were dealing here with the actual names and attributes being negative and positive, things that Allah affirmed to Himself and things that Allah negated about Himself. The example of negation, does anyone remember? Negation. لم يلد ولم يولد. لم يلد, he doesn't beget, nor was he begotten. It's negating. Allah did not give birth, no one gave birth to Allah, negating. طيب, we said الله لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم. This is affirming the quality of حي, the all living, the living, القيوم. Then the denial, the negation comes. لا تأخذه سنة ولا نوم, nor slumber or sleep overtake him. So Allah confirmed and affirmed two qualities and then denied. So you find that the Quran will give you both. Either Allah will affirm something and Allah will negate something. And we said, according to the Shaykh, whatever is negated is automatically praiseworthy. When Allah negates the fact that no sleep overtakes Him, that means He's all powerful, all capable. So it's automatically being praised through the negation. Right. So here the Shaykh was dealing with the following. He said, هناك عدة طرق لإثبات الصفة. There are a number of ways to confirm the attribute of Allah. الطريق الأول دلالة الأسماء عليها. The number one method is when the name indicates it. The actual name indicates the attribute. We will see what that means. لأن كل اسم فهو متضمن لصفة. Because every name includes an attribute or a quality. For example, you know, you say a book. Now, a book is a name. But when you say a book, there's a quality of this book. It's made out of paper, it's this and this. An image comes to mind. It's not just merely a name. That will not be sufficient. ولهذا قلنا فيما سبق إن كل اسم من أسماء الله دال على ذاته وعلى الصفة التي اشتق منها. He said this is what we said earlier. Every name from the names of Allah indicates the very meaning of the name and the attribute in which this name was derived from. So the name of Allah is Ar-Rahman, which indicates what? From the word Rahman, we know the quality of mercy. So a name is Ar-Rahman, the quality is Ar-Rahman. The name indicates the quality. So one way to establish the names and attributes of Allah, or the attributes of Allah, is through the names. The name will tell you what the attribute is about. Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim, Al-Malik, Al-Quddus, and what have you. طيب. الطريق الثاني, the second method, أن ينص على الصفة مثل الوجه واليدين والعينين وما أشبه ذلك. That there will be a clear textual evidence that cannot be interpreted in any other way, such as the face and the hands and the eyes, as it comes in the Quran, right? For those of you who haven't heard this before, and this is shocking information, this is in the Quran. Allah Azza wa Jal in Surah Sad told Iblis, ما منعك أن تسجد لما خلقت بيدي. What prevented you from prostrating to that which I created with my two hands? Yaday. It's dual. Muthanna in the Arabic language. I believe it's 37. But you have to check. Verify. Just Surah Sad. The idea is, Allah in the Quran said that He created Adam with His two hands. So now, no one can come and say no. You cannot say no. At the same time, don't think of any human hand, because there's nothing like Allah. If your mind is trying to picture my hands or your hands or any other hand, stop, pause, and delete whatever your mind thought of, because it's nonsense. Your mind is unable to picture that. Allah did not give you the ability. So we go in the middle. We don't go and deny what Allah says in the Quran. At the same time, we don't resemble Allah to His creation. We say Allah's hands are like this, these hands, or like those hands, or the hands of such as... No, no, no. This is where we back off. But we cannot turn around and go to the other extreme and say, okay, no, what is intended by hands is mercy or bounty. So now the verse becomes as if Allah is saying, what prevented you, O Iblis, from prostrating to that which I created with my two bounties? We say this first is a false interpretation. Furthermore, Allah has bounties. Ni'am. Why are you limiting it to two? And from where did you derive this particular interpretation? This is how people wind up taking one of two approaches. Either they resemble Allah to His creation, or they deny the apparent meaning of the verse. Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah, like Imam Abu Hanifa rahimahullah, Imam Malik, Imam Ahmad, Imam Shafi'i, Imam Thawri, Al-Bukhari, Muslim, Al-Nasa'i, Tirmidhi, all these a'imma unanimously agreed about this information, by the way. They didn't go off in terms of these. It was people who came afterwards, or people who deviated from the path. Otherwise, the a'imma that we follow in terms of madhab agree on this particular aqidah. So, the second, he said, وَمَا أَشْبَهَ ذَلِكَ فَهَذِهِ بِنَصٌ مِّنَ اللَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ. This is a textual evidence from Allah with the clear statement. وَمِثْلِ الْإِنْتِقَامِ, like also revenge. فَقَالَ عَنْهُ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَزِيزٌ ذُو انْتِقَامِ. Verily Allah is full of might and revengeful. Allah called Himself that He takes revenge. He's revengeful, full of revenge. ليس من أسماء الله المنتقم. Now this is an attribute, but it is not from the names of Allah. You don't say Allah is المنتقم, the one who takes revenge, although the attribute is there. خلافا لما يوجد في بعض الكتب التي فيها عد أسماء الله. He says this is although there are some books that circulate which contain supposedly the names of Allah, which does have this particular name, which is المنتقم. He said this is not actually from the names of Allah عز وجل. لأن الانتقام ما جاء إلا على سبيل الوصف أو اسم الفاعل مقيدا. Because that quality or that attribute only came as a description for a particular scenario or for a particular case, as a description, not as a quality, as a description. And just to make it closer in meaning, I may say that the brother was angry, although it is not his quality to be angry. It may be your quality to have quick anger. You get angry على طول, you know, quickly. Short-tempered individual. But if you are angry at time, and I describe you with having anger, it doesn't mean that this is a permanent quality that you have. It is conditional to the circumstances. So, these particular ones also, it doesn't mean that it's an attribute of Allah to be revengeful, but it could be a quality when the people trying to disobey Allah and stuff, then Allah will take revenge from the oppressors. طيب, so this is how it is to be understood. قَقَوْلِهِ إِنَّ مِنَ الْمُجْرِمِينَ مُنْتَقِمُونَ. As Allah says in Surah Sajda verse 22, verily from the criminals we will take revenge. So it comes as an opposing a certain behavior from human beings. This is opposed with Allah's revenge Azza wa Jal, where Allah Azza wa Jal will take revenge from these people. The third method, الطريق الثالث, أن تؤخذ من الفعل مثل المتكلم, is that the actual attribute is understood from an action or a verb, such as المتكلم, the speaker. Now we know that Allah Azza wa Jal speaks. He spoke to Musa, with no barriers. He spoke to Musa directly. He spoke to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam in Al-Isra wal Mi'raj. When he was ascended to the heavens sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he spoke to Allah. And he went back and forth dealing with the Salah, when the Salah was prescribed as 50 rak'ahs. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam went back, and Musa told him, I've suffered with the Jews. Go back to your Lord and tell him to reduce it. And he went back and he continued to reduce it until it became 5. But Allah Azza wa Jal said at the end, or a caller called and said that Allah Azza wa Jal, his word will remain the same, what he had decreed. So it will be 5 in numbers but 50 in reward. So now when you pray each, so that's why الحسنات بعشر أمثالها, each good deed is equal to 10. So when you pray once, Allah, you're really getting the reward of 10 prayers. Because Allah said that you get the reward of 50 prayers, although you only pray 5. It's mercy from Allah. If we had to pray 50 times a day, you'll have no time to make money. You'll be working a lot. That may be good for us, you know, because then we would be more focused on worship. But alhamdulillah, Allah decreed that this happened with the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and Musa, for the wisdom that Allah Azza wa Jal knows. Whatever Allah chose is best ultimately. Is the best ultimately. So we'll be tested in that. Otherwise everybody will appear to be pious if they prayed 50 times a day, but Allah a'lam what they have inside. Anywho, so the Shaykh mentioned that. The third is through the quality, through the verb. فَنَأْخُذُهَا مِنْ, so we take this quality of speech, من the statement of Allah, وَكَلَّمَ اللَّهُ مُوسَى تَكْلِيمًا, and Allah spoke to Musa in clear, in speech, using speech. هذه هي الطرق التي تثبت أو تثبت بها الصفة. These are the three methods in which you can affirm a quality of Allah. وبناء على ذلك نقول الصفات أعم من الأسماء. Based on that we say a quality is more encompassing or general than the name, because we have the names and attributes of Allah. الأسماء والصفات. The attribute is more encompassing than the name. لأن كل اسم متضمن لصفة. Because every name must contain an attribute. وليس لكل, وليس كل صفة متضمنة لإسم. But not every attribute has a name. So Allah is revengeful, but He doesn't have a name, the revengeful. So the quality is there, but the name is not. Otherwise, on the other hand, the name must have a quality. If you say Allah is any of the 99 names that we know, then it must have a quality behind. Otherwise, just a name like that is pointless. Although there are some Muslims who believe that. They say you could say that Allah is Qadir, but without Qudra. Allah is all capable, but without capability. The name is there to Allah. But the quality, no. You can say that Allah is Rahman or Rahim as a name, but you cannot attribute the quality. Because they say if you attribute the quality, that means Allah is weak. Because mercy is weakness. So look how they understand things incorrectly. So because they don't want to attribute weakness to Allah, they deny the quality of Rahmah. And they only affirm the name. These people exist. Believe it or not, they're very much out there. Okay, but they don't usually discuss aqidah with the average Muslim you meet. You know, you'll be discussing other things. If you really sit down with the people and speak about aqidah, you'll get amazing things. The people never study this, so of course they're going to learn whatever they have learned in their country, which they think is correct. And this not necessarily is the case. It may not be correct. طيب. وأما الصفات المنفية عن الله عز وجل فكثيرة ولكن الإثبات أكثر. As for the qualities of negation, negation of Allah عز وجل, then they are abundant. But the ones that affirm are more. And we have many qualities of negation. وَلَمْ يَكُنْ لَهُ كُفُوًا أَحَدٍ لَيْسَ كَمِثْلِهِ شَيْءٍ هَلْ تَعْلَمُ إِلَىٰ أَخِرِهِ مِنَ الْآيَاتِ. But those that affirm are more than those that negate. لأن صفات الإثبات كلها صفات كمال. Because all of the qualities of that affirm are all qualities of perfection. So when Allah says إن وهو السميع البصير, and He is the all-hearing, all-seeing, this is perfection. Once it's affirmed to Allah, meaning this quality is in its ultimate sense, where there's nothing among the creation that shares it with Allah. We may share a portion of it, or the concept of it, but not the essence. That's why me and you are also seeing and hearing. Right? So we share that, but no one and nothing among the creation shares it in the ultimate sense. Our hearing is deficient, our seeing is deficient, that of Allah Azza wa Jal is ultimately perfect. It is not deficient in any way, shape or form. So this is the difference over here. طيب. وَكُلَّمَا تَعَدَّدَتْ وَتَنَوَّعَتْ ظَهَرَ مِنْ كَمَالِ الْمَوْصِفِ مَا هُوَ أَكْثَرُ. And the more they are, the more they are, there's a variety and more numbers of qualities, the more the perfection of the one who's being described, which is Allah Azza wa Jal, is more. You know, there are more qualities that describe the perfection of Allah Azza wa Jal. وَصِفَاتُ النَّفِي قَلِيلًا. As for the qualities of negation, they are smaller in numbers. وَلِهَذَا نَجِدُ أَنَّ صِفَاتَ النَّفِي تَأْتِي كَثِيرًا عَامَّةً. That's why we'll find that very often the qualities of negation, where Allah negates something, are usually general. غير مخصصة بصفة معينة. It is not specific to a particular attribute. We will see, he'll give an example inshaAllah. وَالْمُخَصَّصْ بِصِفَ مُعَيَّنَ لَا يَكُونْ إِلَّا بِسَبَبٍ إِلَّا لِسَبَبٍ. As the general thing is, the qualities of negating are always general. They're negating general things, nothing specific. But if they do happen to be specific at times, then they are so because of a reason, not without a reason. They are specific because of a reason mentioned. We will see what that means. مِثْلُ تَكْذِيبِ الْمُدَّعِينَ بِأَنَّ اللَّهَ اتَّصَفَ بِهَذِهِ الصِّفَةِ التي نفاها عن نفسه. Such as an example for a reason, when those who lie, the liars, claim that Allah Azza wa Jal has a particular quality that He had denied for Himself. أو دفعوا توهم هذه الصفة التي نفاها. Or to remove any ambiguity about the people thinking this particular quality about Allah. We will see what it means. Example, فالقسم الأول العامة. As for the first, the general negation in a general ultimate sense. Now for something specific. كقوله تعالى ليس كمثله شيء وهو السميع البصير. This is similar to the statement of Allah Azza wa Jalla in Surah Ash-Shura verse 11. There is nothing like unto Him, and He is the all hearing, all seeing. So this is an عام. It is encompassing, it is general. There's nothing like Allah. قال ليس كمثل شيء في علمه وقدرته وسمعه وبصره وعزته وحكمته ورحمته. So there's nothing like Allah in His knowledge, in His ability, in His hearing, in His seeing, in His might, in His wisdom, in His mercy. Nothing like Allah. See, general, when you say there's nothing like Allah, this encompasses everything about Allah. Every quality of Allah, it falls under this particular general negation. There's nothing like Allah. Right? This is similar to وَلَمْ يَكُنْ لَهُ كُفُوًا أَحَدٍ. That negation includes everything. Whatever you think of any quality, it is not like Allah. Because Allah does not have any equals. طيب. وَغَيْرَ ذَلِكَ مَنْ صِفَاتٍ. Other attributes. فَلَمْ يُفَصِّلْ. Allah did not go into details. بَلْ قَالْ لَيْسَ كَمِثْلِهِ شَيْءٍ. He said generally, there's nothing like unto Him. وَهَذَا النَّفِي الْعَامِ الْمُجْمَلْ يَدُلْ عَلَى كَمَالٍ مُطْلَقْ. This kind of general negation indicates the ultimate perfection. لَيْسَ كَمِثْلِهِ شَيْءٍ فِي كُلِّ كَمَالٍ. There's nothing like Allah in His perfection. No one. None of us, because everything else is the creation of Allah. And there's no way that the creation will be equal to the Creator. Otherwise, you're falling into blasphemy. You're falling into shirk. Because you're giving the human beings the ultimate or the divinity of Allah. Which is what the Christians have fallen into, and the Jews have fallen into, and the Buddhists and the Hindus and every other religion upon earth. They fall into that very mistake. Either taken Allah from His ultimate divinity into human characteristics, or given human characteristics divinity equal to that of Allah. And then they fell into the biggest sin that will never be forgiven unless a person repents from it while they are alive. If they die in this case, Allah will never forgive them. Because this is the ultimate error and oppression, and it opposes the purpose of life. The purpose of life is to recognize the divinity of Allah and to worship Him accordingly, because He's the only one who deserves this worship. So when you go against that, you know, you went against the very purpose of life. So you are in big trouble. But some people choose this for entertainment, and they continue to live this way after they know that they are wrong because of culture and, you know, pride and arrogance and what have you. So Allah will treat them accordingly. طيب. أما إذا كان مفصلا فلا تجده إلا لسبب. Now, we said the negation is usually general, encompassing a meaning. ليس كمثل شيء, we said it includes everything. There are times where it's specific. Allah negates something specific, but this is only the case when it is for a reason. يعني the negation will take place for a reason. كقوله ما اتخذ الله من ولد. Allah never took a son. ردا لقول من قال, this is a refutation to anyone who said إن لله ولدا. Verily Allah has a son. So now something specific was negated. Something specific was negated, which is what? Allah not having a son. But the only reason why this came is in order to refute a particular reason, which is the people claiming that Allah has a son. You see now the difference between the first general negation and a specific negation, which comes due to something, due to a claim done by the human beings, which in this case is that Allah Azzawajal has taken a son. Another example for that, لم يلد ولم يولد. Again, for those who claim that Allah has taken a son, or according to the Christians, Mary is the mother of God. كذلك وقوله تعالى ولقد خلقنا السماوات والأرض وما بينهما في ستة أيام وما مسنا من لغوب. And we have created the heavens and the earth and that which is between them in 6 days, and no tiredness overtook us. Allah did not get tired, Azza wa Jal, after that. Now of course the Jews and the Christians believe that, you know, Allah created the heavens and earth in 6 days and He rested on the seventh. And so this is why they also take a day off as means of rest.
Sunday.
Hey, because of this particular Saturday, Sabbath. Sunday is Constantine, and it's a long story how the Christians went to Sunday. The brothers who attended the thing, anyways, they know about it. Sunday is an innovation in Christianity, because Jesus also came to sanctify Saturday, and He was, you know, all concerned about. Actually, as we mentioned before, if you worked on Saturday, they would stone you to death. This was the law in the Bible, in the Old Testament. You work on Saturday, they will stone you to death. It was a big day, and you cannot work, period. Nonetheless, the Christians now, you know, they go to disbelieve in Allah, of course, and they're not worshipping. They worship in Satan on Sunday. And this is because some Roman emperor wanted to embrace Christianity. So they said, okay, we'll make some modification for you here, make things easier for you. No problem, we'll change the day of worship for another day. I don't know, man. They just, yani, as Allah said, they buy this dunya with a cheap cost. The deen of Allah, they sell it for a few pounds, for worldly gain. Al-Muhim, why this was revealed? Again, this is negation. Why? Because of a reason. The reason is that the people may assume that Allah Azza wa Jal became tired because of this belief system of the previous people. So then the negation came in for a specific reason, the fact that the people claim that Allah get tired. لأنه قد يفرض الذهن الذي لا يقدر الله حق الذي لا يقدر الله حق قدره أن هذه السماوات العظيمة والأرضين العظيمة إذا كان خلقها في ستة أيام فسيلحقه التعب فقال وما مسنا من لغوب أي من تعب وإعياء. Excuse me, let me just. Let me do something that I really need to do. Here we go. So he said, because the brain may assume, those who do not give Allah what is rightly His from His might and power and majesty, that after Allah created this, you know, tremendous heavens and earth, huge, and a huge creation. I mean, this is beyond us, subhanAllah. That if Allah created in 6 days, then He would become tired. So then the negation came. وَمَا مَسَّنَا مِنْ لُغُوبٍ. And tiredness did not overtake us. So Allah Azza wa Jal negated that because of that understanding that he may have become tired. So then the negation came for a specific reason. طيب. فتبين بهذا أن النفي لا يرد في صفات الله عز وجل إلا على سبيل العموم أو على سبيل الخصوص لسبب. So we understand from this that the negation that comes regarding the attributes of Allah only comes either negating in a general sense or something specific, but only for a reason. Not, you know, otherwise there will be many negations. There will be many negations that may not be necessary, because Allah has affirmed the perfection to Himself. So if Allah was to negate everything that the people may not think of, then you will have to negate millions of things that Allah Azza wa Jalla is not. So when a general one comes, it encompasses all the small ones. And when there's a one that is specific, it's for a reason that the people have already developed about Allah. So Allah Azza wa Jalla will deny that specifically. طيب. لأن الصفات السلبية لا تتضمن الكمال إلا إذا كانت متضمنة للإثبات. Because the qualities, the negative qualities, do not include perfection unless it indicates in its meaning affirming. يعني the actual negating quality is not considered perfect unless in it you understand perfection through the negation. طيب, we'll see what it means. لأن الصفات السلبية لا أيوة. ولهذا نقول الصفات السلبية التي نفاها الله عن نفسه متضمنة لثبوت كمال ضدها. This is why we say all of the qualities that were negated by Allah Azza wa Jal about Himself include perfection in them. Include perfection in them. فقوله وما مسنا من لغوب. When Allah said and no tiredness overtook us. متضمن كمال القوة والقدرة. This includes and affirms the ultimate power and ability. Because if that is negated, that means the opposite is understood. طيب. وقوله لا يظلم ربك أحدا. And your Lord oppresses no one. And your Lord does not oppress anyone. You can translate it in different ways. متضمن لكمال عدل. This negation automatically indicates in it that Allah is ultimately just. If Allah doesn't oppress anyone, you automatically understood that He is ultimately just. There's justice with Allah because He negated oppression to any of His creation. وَمَا اللَّهُ بِغَافِلٍ عَمَّا تَعْمَلُونَ. And Allah is not heedless over that which you do. مُتَضَمِّن لِكَمَالِ الْعِلْمِ وَالْإِحَاطَةِ. This includes in its meaning Allah's ultimate knowledge and encompassment to His creation in terms of His knowledge, not Himself Azza wa Jal. So when Allah said that He's not heedless and not, يعني He's not knowing of what you do, that means that He has the ultimate knowledge of everything that we are doing. وَهَلُمَّ جَرَّى. And so on and so forth. فلا بد أن تكون الصفة المنفية متضمنة لثبوت. So the negative quality or the negating quality must indicate and include in it affirmation, affirming perfection to Allah. وذلك الثبوت هو كمال ضد ذلك المنفي وإلا لم تكن مدحا. Otherwise it is not praiseworthy. Just negating something if it does not indicate in it another quality which is opposite to that, which is the quality of perfection, it's not no longer praiseworthy. So for example, if I say that you're not chicken. You know, I don't mean chicken. If you're hungry, don't think about the chicken bake or cave or whatever, not the other one, sausage. I'm talking about someone who's chicken, you know, not brave. So if I just say you're not chicken, and I don't affirm that you're brave, that doesn't really mean anything. The whole thing is when I negate you being scared or chicken, while affirming you becoming, you know, being brave at the same time. Otherwise it's not praiseworthy. Just not being chicken is great, but if you must be brave, this is what is praiseworthy. This is just a simple example. I hope it makes sense. لا يوجد في الصفات المنفية عن الله نفي مجرد لأن النفي المجرد عدم. He said you will not find in the negative qualities. When I say negative, again, which is not meaning it's not good, meaning those which negate the qualities of negation. Let's use this one. You will not find in the qualities of negation from Allah Azza wa Jal anything that is just negated in this, like with no reason. Okay, لأن النفي المجرد عدم. Because just negating something is almost like not existing. والعدم ليس بشيء. Not existing is nothing. فلا يتضمن مدحا ولا ثناء. So that does not include any praise or any glorification. ولأنه قد يكون للعجز عن تلك الصفة, or because it also may be that the person or the thing being described is unable to attain this quality. So this is not good. فيكون ذما, so it becomes blameworthy. وقد يكون لعدم القابلية فلا يكون مدحا ولا ذما. And it may be because there's nothing to oppose it, so it is neither praiseworthy nor blameworthy. The example for the first, hey, let me bypass this. Hey, no, let me say it, inshallah. The example for the first one is the statement of the poet, قبيلة لا يغدرون بذمة ولا يظلمون الناس حبة خردلي. ومثال الثاني الذي لعدم القابلية أن تقول إن جدارنا لا يظلم أحدا. So the one saying is that there's this tribe, the tribe that do not betray anyone, and they do not oppress the people, not even a grain of a mustard. Again, it's because they're unable to. Yani that tribe is not doing any of that, not because they have the ability to do that, and they're not, because they themselves are weak and they're unable to do that. So this is not praiseworthy. The fact that they don't oppress anyone and they don't do anyone is no longer praiseworthy, because they are incapable of doing anything else. أيوة. ومثال الثاني الذي لعدم القابلية, for the second example, when there's nothing to resist, when there's no resistance, if you say إن جدارنا لا يظلم أحدا, our wall does not oppress anyone. Say there's nothing, there's no resistance anyways. I mean, how could your wall even oppress anything? So you know, these are just some examples. The Shaykh said, والواجب علينا نحو هذه الصفات التي أثبتها الله لنفسه والتي نفاها نقول سمعنا وصدقنا وأمنا. He said, the bottom line of this is our obligation pertaining to the names and to the attributes of Allah, which he affirmed to himself or negated, is that we say we listen, we believe, and we understand and we believe. صدقنا وأمنا is close in meaning. هذه هي الصفات فيها مثبت وفيها منفي. فيها مثبت وفيها منفي أما الأسماء فكلها مثبتة. He says this is in terms of the qualities. Among them are those that are affirmed and those that are negated. But as far as the names, all of them are affirming. All of the names are affirmative. They're not, none of them negate. You notice the names of Allah Azza wa Jal. الملك القدوس السلام المؤمن المهيمن العزيز الجبار المتكبر القاهر القادر. Everything is affirming, affirming, affirming qualities. The names. But the qualities, they may affirm and they may negate, as we had taken previously. طيب. لكن أسماء الله تعالى, أسماء الله تعالى المثبتة, منها ما يدل على معنى إيجابي ومنها ما يدل على معنى سلبي. But as for the, even the names of Allah, all of them are affirming, yet still some of them may have a positive meaning, and some of them may have a negative meaning. وهذا هو مورد التقسيم في النفي والإثبات بالنسبة لأسماء الله. And this is where the division will happen in terms of the names of Allah, between affirming and negating. We will see what that means. فمثال التي مدلولها إيجابي كثير. The example of the ones that indicate positiveness are many. ومثال التي مدلولها سلبي السلام. An example that one indicates negativity or negative is the word as-salam. Now we know this is from the names of Allah. What does salam mean?
Peace.
The peace. Well, the ulama ma'naha as-salim min kulli aib, the one who is free from every defect. The one who is free from every defect. So the meaning, the word is affirming, but the meaning it negates is negating something. It's affirming and negation.
Free from defect.
Aywa.
No defection.
Exactly. No defect. Exactly. See the difference? Barakallahu fi. Idan famadlulu salbi. The indication that you get is something that is negative. It's negating something. Laysa fihi bima'na laysa fihi naqsu wa la'ib. That he does not have any deficiency or any, what was the word we used right now? Defect. Jazakallahu khair. وكذلك القدوس قريب من معنى السلام. The word قدوس, one of the names of Allah Azza wa Jal, is also, he said, in similar in meaning to the name as-salam, which is also that Allah Azza wa Jal is high above, glorified, exalted above any imperfection or defect. فصارت عبارة المؤلف رحمه الله سليمة وصحيحة. So the statement of the مؤلف ابن تيمية رحمه الله is accurate and is correct. وهو لا يريد بالنسبة للأسماء أن هناك أسماء منفية. So he does not mean that there are names of Allah that are negative or negating. لأن الاسم المنفي ليس باسم لله. Because the name in itself that is negated is not a name of Allah. Not the one that indicates the word itself, like لم يلد. Okay, this is not a name. This is only an attribute. Hey. لكن مراده أن مدلولات أسماء الله ثبوتية وسلبية. But what the Sheikh intended, the author of the book, is that the indications that the names of Allah give, some are affirmative and some are negation. They negate, such as السلام and the likes. طيب. الشرح. Now we go on to. Do we go on or do we wait? Let's see here. We'll do it, inshallah. فلا عدول لأهل السنة والجماعة عما جاء به المرسلون. Ibn Taymiyyah رحمه الله said, so there's no deviation, there's no escaping, there's no avoiding for the people of Sunnah, for أهل السنة والجماعة, from that which the messengers have brought. We have no way around it. We don't go left or right. This is the ultimate thing. You cannot avoid that. You must stick to that. فَإِنَّهُ الصِّرَاطُ الْمُسْتَقِيمُ. It is the straight path. صِرَاطَ الَّذِينَ أَنْعَمَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ مِنَ النَّبِيِّينَ وَالصِّدِّقِينَ وَالشُّهَدَاءِ وَالصَّالِحِينَ. It is the path of those whom Allah has bestowed His favors upon, from the prophets and the truthful ones and the martyrs and the scholars and the righteous people. The sharh, قَوْلُهُ, regarding the explanation, regarding the statement, there is no turning away, there is no avoiding, there is no escaping to, in terms for the Ahl Sunnah Jama'ah from that which the messengers have brought. Al-udul ma'naha al-insiraf wal-inhiraf. He said la udul, negating, la udul. He says udul means al-insiraf, to go out, to leave, inhiraf, to deviate, to maneuver. فأهل السنة والجماعة لا يمكن أن يعدلوا عما جاءت به الرسل. أهل السنة والجماعة cannot possibly deviate from that which the messengers have brought. وإنما جاء المؤلف رحمه الله بهذا النفي ليبين أنهم لكمال اتباعهم رضي الله عنهم لا يمكن أن يعدلوا عما جاءت به الرسل. The مؤلف ابن تيمية رحمه الله, may Allah have mercy on him, he introduced the statement in the terms of negation. There's no deviance. He didn't say Ahl Sunnah Jama'ah follow the messengers. He said there's no escape, there's no turning away from that. He said in order to prove and show the perfection of those who follow this path, Ahl Sunnah Jama'ah, may Allah be pleased with them, how concerned and keen they are that they will not move away from what the messengers were upon. فهم متمسكون تماما غير وغير منحرفين إطلاقا. They are holding on tightly in the ultimate sense, and they are not deviating in any way, shape, or form. عَمَّا جَاءَتْ بِهِ الرُّسُلُ, regarding what? That which the messengers have brought. بَلْ طَرِيقَتُهُمْ أَنَّهُمْ يَقُولُونَ سَمِعْنَا وَأَطَعْنَا فِي الْأَحْكَامِ. Rather, their methodology, the Ahl Sunnah al-Jama'ah and the followers, is that they say we listen and we obey regarding the rules, the laws. Eat this, don't eat that, don't fornicate, don't commit adultery, don't steal, enjoin the good, forbid the evil, keep the kinship ties. They believe. They listen, they obey regarding the ahkam. Furthermore, وَسَمِعْنَا وَصَدَّقْنَا فِي الْأَخْبَارِ. They listen and they believe the news. What is the news? Whatever Allah Azza wa Jal told us about Himself. When Allah described Himself being above His throne, Allah described Himself having hands, Allah described Himself having a face. This is a khabar. There's no ruling in that. You know, that doesn't mean that there's no ruling that you do in your life. But Allah mentioned it as news. So Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, the same way they believe everything that Allah said do and don't, they also believe everything that Allah said about Himself, or the Prophet Muhammad SAW said about Allah, while understanding the verse that we mentioned earlier, لَيْسَ كَمِثْلِهِ شَيْءٍ. There's nothing like Allah. You believe, but you don't have any images because there's nothing like Allah. And if Allah says something, we cannot come and say otherwise. وَقَوْلُهُ عَمَّا جَاءَ بِهِ الْمُرْسَلُونَ. Regarding that which the excuse me, the messengers have brought, ما جاء به محمد عليه الصلاة والسلام واضح أننا لا نعدل عنه. Whatever the Prophet Muhammad brought, it is obvious that we will not deviate from that. I mean, we have no choice. Well, لأنه خاتم النبيين, he is the seal of all prophets. So there's nothing going to come after. No one is going to come after him, عليه الصلاة والسلام. وواجب على جميع العباد أن يتبعه. It is compulsory and obligatory on all of the slaves of Allah to follow him, صلى الله عليه وسلم. لكن ما جاء عن غيره. Okay, this is regarding the Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم. But what about that which have come through other messengers? هل where is it? هل لأهل السنة والجماعة عدول عنه؟ Can أهل السنة والجماعة disregard it or go away from it? لا عدول لهم عنه. No, even that. لأن ما جاء عن الرسل عليهم الصلاة والسلام في باب الأخبار لا يختلف. Because whatever information was brought by the messengers regarding the news, the information about Allah, is ultimately the truth. It cannot be a variation. يعني there's no way that Musa will say something about Allah, then the Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم will say something against that. Because they're speaking about Allah, and Allah عز وجل is Allah. So, you know, the ruling may change. Musa may have a number of prayers. We have different prayers according to the Sharia of the Muslims versus the Sharia of Musa عليه السلام. But akhbar, information about Allah, this is consistent among all the messengers, because they all brought the same information, and they are truthful. وَلَا يُمْكِنْ أَن يُنْسَخْ, and it cannot be abrogated. لأنه خبر, because it is information, it is news. فكل ما أخبرت به الرسل عن الله عز وجل فهو مقبول وصدق ويجب الإيمان به. So everything that the messengers have said about Allah is accepted and it is believed and it's compulsory to believe in it. طيب مثال, we will mention example then we conclude inshallah. قال موسى لفرعون, موسى told فرعون, لما قال له فرعون told موسى, فما قال فما بال القرون الأولى. So what is the affair of the previous generations? Because Musa came and gave him da'wah to Allah. So when Fir'aun was cornered and he did not know how to go out, he tried to change the subject. He said, okay, so what about the people who came before? Now if you're the messenger of Allah and I'm supposed to follow you and worship Allah, what about all these people who came before us? Funny guy. So Musa told him, قال علمها عند ربي في كتاب لا يضل ربي ولا ينسى. He said, the knowledge of it is with my Lord in a book, which is Allah al-Mahfuz, the preserved tablet, which has everything that Allah Azza wa Jal has decreed. The first thing that was created was the pen, and the first thing the pen wrote was the Qadr. What we're doing right now was written way back. So my Lord is not ignorant, neither does he forget. Now here Musa negated something. فَنَفَى عَنِ اللَّهِ الْجَهْلِ وَالنِّسْيَانِ. Musa negated regarding Allah ignorance and forgetfulness. He said, my Lord is not knowing, is not ignorant, neither does he forget. Don't worry about what happened before. You know, it's not like Allah doesn't know about them for you to bring it up right now, and Allah is not gonna, did not forget about them for you to remind us. Yani the case is closed. You deal with me now. I'm the messenger of Allah. Your job is to follow me, let go of the Jews. And you know how it happened at the end of the day. Fir'aun, you know, he knew that it was the truth, but he rejected the truth. فَنَحْنُ يَجِبُ عَلَيْنَا أَن نُصَدِّقْ بِذَلِكَ. Now we must believe in that. Although the conversation was between who? Between Musa and Fir'aun. It is not from the Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم. And this is, you know, if you're not going to believe what the messengers brought, then you may negate that. But in reality, we don't do that. لأنه جاء به رسول من الله, because the messenger has brought this from Allah. قال فمن ربكما يا موسى. Fir'aun said, so who is your Lord? Both of you, duo, for him and Harun, Aaron, his brother. Ya Musa, but he addressed Musa. Who is both of your lords? You know, Musa. قال ربنا الذي أعطى كل شيء خلقه ثم هدى. He said, our Lord is the one who gave everything, its creation, and then he guided it. And the scholars in the tafsir, they say, basically, each creation is given its the way it is, its form, and it's guided to survive. So an animal, an ant knows how to go about eating, and a cat, the same thing, and we, everyone is guided to how to maintain their lives. Even, you know, the plant, there's ways of how it can, you know, attain and grow by the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. طيب. فلو سألنا سائل من أين علمنا أن الله آتى كل شيء خلقه. If someone said, how do you know that Allah has given every creation its form? We will say, من كلام موسى, from the speech of Musa. Who told this to Fir'aun? Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. فَنُؤْمِن بِذَلِكَ We believe in that. وَنَقُولْ أَعْتَ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ خَلْقَهُ اللَّائِقُ بِهِ Allah gave each creation that which is befitting for it, the creation. فَالْإِنسَانَ عَلَى هَذَا الْوَجْهِ So the human being looks the way we look. وَالْبَعِيرَ عَلَى هَذَا الْوَجْهِ And the camel looks this like this. وَالْبَقَرَ عَلَى هَذَا الْوَجْهِ And the cow looks like that. وَالضَّأِنْ عَلَى هَذَا الْوَجْهِ And the goat and what have you. ثُمَّ هَذَا كُلَّ مَخْلُوقٍ إِلَى مَصَالِحِهِ وَمَنَافِعِهِ This is how Allah created the creation and gave it its form. Then He guided each one of His creation to things that are beneficial for them and to their, you know, the goodness or the thing that will bring them goodness. فَكُلَّ شَيْءٍ يَعْرِفُ مَصَالِحَهُ وَمَنَافِعَهُ مَصَالِحَهُ وَمَنَافِعَهُ Everything knows what is good for it and where the benefit is. فَالنَّمْلَ The ant, في أيام الصيف, in the summer days, تُدَخِّرُ قُوتَهَا فِي جُحُورِهَا It keeps its sustenance in its, you know, the little holes that they live in the ground. وَلَكِنْ لَا تُدَخِّرُ الْحَبْكَ مَا هُوَ But it doesn't keep the seed that it has as it is. It doesn't keep it as it is. بَلْ تَقْتِمُ رُؤُوسَهُ It bites off the surface. It bites off the surface. لِأَلَّا يَنْبُتْ So it will not grow. Because you know, even potatoes, sometimes you find little things growing from your potato. Some vegetation tends to grow others in it. So the ant knows, Allah guided it to, not only it keeps it inside, if water comes, and then this little seed grows, then it's going to kill everybody inside. So it actually bites off the surface. So this thing will no longer grow. لأنه لو نبت لفسد عليه. If it grows, it's going to be destroyed. وَإِذَا جَاءَ الْمَطَرُ وَابْتَلَّ هَذَا الْحَبْلِ الَّذِي وَضَعَتُهُ فِي الْجُحُورِ فَإِنَّهَا لَا تُبْقِيهِ And if the rain comes also, it will, you know, it will cause them problems. فَإِنَّهَا لَا تُبْقِيهِ يَأْكُلُهُ الْعَفَنْ وَالرَّائِحَ It doesn't leave it where it become moist and you know, fungus and what have you. And bad odor. بَلْ تَنْشُرُهُ خَارِجُ جِحْرِهَا Actually, when it rains, it takes it outside and let it air. It lets its food air out. حتى ييبس من الشمس والريح ثم تدخله until after it becomes wet if it does rain and the water goes inside it takes it out until it gets some sun and some wind and it's dry then it takes it back inside so the Shaykh is saying here يعني how does the ant know that who created the ant Allah who guided the ant to do all this Allah. It didn't go to school you see never go to Oxford you see an ant sitting next to you on the desk learning how you know these things work it's in order to handle business back downstairs? No. Subhanallah, an ant, tiny. How big is the brain of an ant? If the ant is this much, how big is the brain? We have a big one here, but sometimes some people, their head, their brain is bigger than the ant. So the ant is handling business and the person is on vacation. Anywho, Allah guided the ant to go about doing this. Millions, billions, trillions of them communicating, handling. You see them if they find a piece of bread, now the whole group comes. And you know, it's a big business. MashaAllah alayhi wa mashaAllah. Tayyib, we will conclude inshaAllah. We're at the end, towards the end of page 76. And we will continue about what the messengers have brought. And we're almost there. Yani we're at page 2.5 from starting to deal with the verses one by one. All the verses that prove the names and attributes of Allah. And how we understand them, how we benefit from them, how we will increase our faith through understanding them and all the rest of the book will be just like that inshallah. We're still in a sophisticated, complicated introduction. So in case you got somewhat bored and you only benefited 20%, alhamdulillah. It's better than 0%, that's without a doubt. But we're almost there. Okay, we're almost there inshallah. This is very extensive sharh. Very extensive sharh, mashallah. Rahim Allah Shaykh. That's it. Jazakumullah khairan. Alhamdulillah, wassalatu wassalamu ala rasulillah. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك اشهد ان لا اله الا انت استغفرك واتوب اليك